Just one clarification on halakha that we said in yesterday's daily halakha. Of course, on Shabbat morning we call the kiddush kiddush haraba, and one must make kiddush before he eats. The question is, let's say before shacharit, there's a sick person that has a leniency that he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to have, let's say, bread or cake and things like that. Does he have to make kiddush or not? So in yesterday's daily halakha, we concluded that according to Hakam Avadya, that we said he argued on the Mishnah Berurah and said you do not have to make kiddush. Why? Because the chiyuv of kiddush doesn't really hal until after shacharit, let's say, or after praying. And there's especially some opinions that say that you're allowed to eat before kiddush anyway during the day. So Hakam Avadya makes a sefek sefek, huh? Sefek, the chayiv of kiddush, anyway, is not until after you pray. And even if you want to say it's before you pray, some say it's allowed, you're allowed to eat before kiddush on Shabbat morning. It's called a sefek sefek. However, after a better look at it and a deeper analysis, and from the way it's written in Hazor Avadya as well, it seems that Hakam Avadya's opinion is that if he's planning on eating a shi'ur of kezayit or more, he should make the kiddush even before shacharit, and he allows him to drink the wine, even though drinking wine before shacharit would be normally not allowed, but this is part of the kiddush, and it's okay. But then he says that after musaf, one should make another kiddush, which means he should not rely on the kiddush that he made before shacharit. That allowed him to eat. However, since some opinions say that the chiyuv of the kiddush is not hatal after tefillah, so then we would have to make the kiddush once again after he finishes praying musaf. This brought us to a very interesting halakha that already we saw in the Resh Peva, in halakha Gimal. There Maran writes that it's okay to eat in between shacharit and musaf. Now the Mefarshim are questioning, what do you mean it's okay to eat? So the Mishnah Berurah learned it's okay to eat between shacharit and musaf or the kiddush. But some say no, even without a kiddush. That if a person wants to go downstairs in between shacharit and musaf, have a coffee, have some cookies, and so on and so forth, it's okay. How could that be? The explanation is because they say that the chiyuv of kiddush doesn't hit until musaf. And that was the custom of many great rabbis, that they would eat between shacharit and musaf without kiddush. That's the opinion Chaim Avadya brings down of many gedolim, that they had that practice. Halakha lema'aseh, Chaim Avadya is lenient in a case where a person needs to eat and he's not going to be able to make a kiddush for whatever reason. He allows him to eat. The case he gave a heter to was to a ba'al koreh that prayed shacharit, he would read in the first minyan. And then, right away, they bring him into another minyan to read. And then he goes to another place to read. He's getting hungry. And he doesn't have a wine with him. Chaim Avadya was lenient that after shacharit, in between shacharit and musaf, the ba'al koreh can eat. Based on, again, a sefek sefekah. Sefek, that maybe the chayuv of kiddush doesn't come until after musaf. And even if you want to say it comes before, so I think that Abad Shittah, you can eat before kiddush on Shabbat, that morning, and therefore he was lenient in that case. But for a regular person, he was not lenient. Meaning if a regular person wants to eat in between shacharit and musaf, he has to make kiddush. However, the Chida writes in this Pebav and this Siman, that you should make kiddush again after musaf, to satisfy the opinion that says the obligation of kiddush is not until after musaf. So this is a very important halakha because it happens a lot of times in Batei Knesiyot. For example, on Simchat Torah, they have a long tefillah, so they make a shacharit, they read Sefer Torah, and before Hakafot, they make kiddush. And then they make Hakafot, and then they pray Musaf. According to the Chida, everybody should make kiddush again after Musaf when they come home. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of that, because people would think we made kiddush already in shul, we ate, and if I'm done. But according to the Chida, since it's a machloket, he says you should make the kiddush again. And that's where Chaim Avadya comes out as well in Yabia Omer, in Chelek here, where he says that even though we allowed the person, let's say, to eat between shacharit and musaf with the kiddush, but still after musaf again, he should make kiddush with yayin again.